Generation wireless communication systems, or 5G, have already been rolled out in some test cities, and it's coming soon to the rest of us.
Yeah, this is going to happen.
Engineering Professor Jeff Reed is director of Virginia Tech's wireless research program.
You could almost think of it as channels that are 10 times higher than today's cellular networks.
Reed explains 5G is actually a bundle of several speeds and standards, a super high data rate network for systems that need split-second information, like self-driving vehicles, and slower speeds to connect the Internet of Things, or IoT. And there'll need to be a new infrastructure of cell towers and transmitters to support the new wireless network.
For the high data rate communications, that's going to require more cell sites than what we currently use. For the low data rate Internet of Things support, we'll be able to get by with just a few cell sites.
And Reed says the low data transmission rates will consume so little energy that batteries could last a decade, and he sees the whole rollout as a game changer for services like broadband.
It has the potential to be a much lower cost way of deploying broadband than current wireline systems such as cable TV or fiber to the home.
Reed calls the advent of 5G a true paradigm shift, rivaling the late 90s when the U.S. and the world went wireless.
And the reason is that the technical performance of 5G is so much better than what we have today that it'll open up a whole new set of applications. For instance, virtual reality and augmented reality can help us implement something like, we like to call it the university, just-in-time learning.
And this is where you can begin to imagine the changes to how we live, work, and play with 5G.
So let's say that you want to change the air filter in your car. Today, you would hop on your computer and probably Google it and find a YouTube video and watch the video. Going forward in the future, what you would do is just open up your hood, pull out your phone, and what you would see in your field of view would be a synthetically generated hand that would point you to where that air filter is at. And along with audio directions and the manipulation of the synthetic hand, show you how to open up the compartment.
The applications for 5G technology are endless, but what about the implications? Critics are raising concerns about potential health effects. More power and more speed could mean more radiation exposure to people in a 5G universe. Scientists are calling for more independent studies to be done. Jeff Reed is one of them.
I think it's everybody's responsibility to look into it, the government and industry as well.
There is controversy about past studies on health effects from wireless systems.
Essentially, it's a public health experiment without informed consent.
Tech reporter for The Nation magazine, Mark Hertzgard, has written an expose on what he calls the disinformation campaign behind the 5G rollout. We'll have more on that in our next report. I'm Robbie Harris.